You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is the Classic Auto Mall Show. Broadcast from the studios inside the Classic Auto Mall in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Just 1 hour west of Philadelphia at Pennsylvania Turnpike exit 298. Featuring nearly 1,000 classic, vintage, and barn find vehicles for sale under one climate-controlled roof. Now, here's your host, Classic Auto Mall president, and the man with all the toys, Stuart Howden.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Show number 134.
Woo.
But we've had about eight in a row, I guess, me and you.
That's true, yeah.
We're a little dry spell here, but we'll figure it out, right?
We got guests in the pipeline.
We got lots of guests in the pipeline.
They want out.
Went out of the pipeline. They're stuck in the pipeline.
Well, Larry, the cable guy, said I had a girl beating on my door at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I had to get up and let her out.
I love Larry the cable guy.
Larry the cable guy. He's friends with Marty Hill, who's one of the greatest ringmen in the world, who was at our auction.
Yes.
Remember Marty?
Yeah, sure.
The one who was real animated.
Yeah.
He and Larry are real good
buddies. Are they?
Yeah. We had a party in Scottsdale one night after an auction, a cruise auction in January 2001, 2002. And he goes, I got this comedy album, which is usually a buzzkill for a party.
Sure.
You know, oh, no, we're right. going to listen. We laughed so hard.
Oh, yeah.
So, none of us had ever heard of him.
Right.
I created a car for a car dealer in West Virginia. I was Cletus the Chevy guy.
Right.
They'd be like, hey, what's the difference between an unscrupulous car dealer and an honest one? Frequent flyer miles. People used to come into the dealer, where's Cletus?
You know, you can create these characters and then people identify with them and
sure.
they don't even exist. And, you know, so it's like.
Right. He doesn't have a thick Southern accent.
No, he does not. He's more Midwestern and nasally, almost Minnesota niche.
Yeah.
You know, he's really got
it. It's all put on, and it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great character.
He really
is. Some of the funniest freaking jokes.
I don't know if he's had anything new out lately or not.
Not really.
I don't think that I remember anything new. Of course, you know, the coattails of what you ride on when you create good stuff like that last forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And ever,
oh, sure.
So, but anyway, sorry, how do we digress to that all of a sudden?
Get her back on track there, yeah. Stuart.
Yes, sir. Theme song by the Pat Travers Band. Thank you to them. And catch them out on tour. We're going to go see Kansas. Kathy and I are going to go see Kansas in Albany, New York in May. And they're touring and selling out everywhere they go.
Then are you going to go see New York and Kansas?
No, we're going to see Boston next.
Oh, all right.
Wow. Are they touring alone or are they in like a group?
As far as I know, they're alone. They're at a theater in Albany, and I don't remember the name.
Was that
of
the
it.
Closest venue you could?
That was the closest.
Is
venue.
That right?
Yeah. So it was. I mean, they were in Long Island, but.
No, that's
Albany's not a bad drive. It's only 3.5 hours
from
here.
Depends on the car.
Well, if you got the S65 coupe, then you can be there in 2 hours.
It's a great ride.
There always used to be a thing when from Knoxville to Atlanta, Georgia, it was about 190 miles, and people always said that they could make it in 2 hours, and we always said no way. And then one time, the drummer for one of the bands I was working with said, oh, my God, I got to be at the Atlanta airport in 2 hours, and the flight leaves in 2 hours and 15 minutes, and this was before. It's a heavy security and all that. And we left Knoxville at 8 a.m. and at 10:01 we were pulling into the Atlanta airport, which is through traffic in Atlanta. And
right.
all that. But we were doing like $120. I mean, we weren't going that fast. Well, the statute of limitations.
It's long gone. I tell you, we went to Greenwich 2 years ago when you were up there.
Right.
And my buddy said, well, no, we can be up there in 90 minutes. I'm like, 90
no,
minutes?
You
no,
can't.
It's a 4 hour ride. Right. If you leave at 6 o'clock in the morning,
no traffic.
You can be up there in 90 minutes.
Yeah, the problem you run into driving to Greenwich from here is just that traffic. And they, for some reason, they route you. They take you off of 95 and route you through like the Long Island Expressway and stuff. And, you know, you try to second guess GPS. You know, you say, oh, that's stupid. And then, of course, you find out the hard way that they were right, you were wrong.
That's right.
There's a backed up traffic jam with people with folding chairs out there having picnics because they're not going anywhere.
It's, you know, there was a time when GPS didn't have road conditions.
Right.
And now they do. And I'm still back in the old system where like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not taking the long route.
What I don't like about it is I think that if you've got a young child going back to college or something, and instead of taking the interstate, you know, to the location, it wants to save you a minute by taking you through neighborhoods and subdivisions and areas that maybe you don't want, you know, you'd prefer your children to be out on a major thoroughfare. And of course, you don't want to be on the I-695 bridge in Baltimore.
No, you don't.
Is that horrible?
It was unbelievable.
And the video they were showing when the ship lost power for the second time, it hadn't hit the bridge yet. You could see cars still going across.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
can you imagine
God.
Being the person who just got across just
the
in
last
time?
Car?
But it really tumbled like a toothpick.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I lived near Philly and worked in D.C. and have taken that numerous times, especially at night. I would work at XM Satellite Radio, and I would shout out XM, Sirius XM. I would come home, and at night they would work on the tunnels.
Right.
So to go around it, I would take that bridge. But, you know, it always had that kind of a erector set feel to me.
It looked a little light.
Flimsy.
a little flimsy. It looks like it could
collapse.
Get it going and... You know, you see those bridges that are doing that?
Sure. Well, they're made to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always been fascinated with the physics of stuff like that, too. Not the toll of life, but how could this ship going 9 miles an hour knock it down?
You could see it doing some damage. I mean, listen, a big concrete pillar, you can see it hitting that and doing some damage to it. But to see it collapse, no different than things that we've seen in our lifetime. The World Trade Center collapsing from a plane going into it. I mean, you think, you know, if you look at the size of the plane versus the size of the tower, it didn't seem like it could. It is like, you know, Goliath trying to take down an ant trying to take down Goliath.
Exactly,
But apparently, hats off to the safety people and the harbor people and all the people involved, the police, they recognized what was going on. They said, you know, out of safety, let's get everybody off. They even knew those construction workers were on the bridge and they were trying to get a message to them. I guess it was probably too late.
Yeah.
But you know, it could have been worse, but the economic impact they say is going to be years.
Yeah. Supply chain stuff.
And who's paying for the bridge?
Well, according to the president, we are, but really the company should and their insurance should, but that's a whole other show.
In the good old days, you could run into a guardrail and tear it down and nobody sent you a bill. Now you tear down a guardrail or hit a stop sign, you get a bill in the mail.
Right. When he says the federal government's going to pay, that's usually tax money.
That's usually us. Yeah.
I already heard the big three automakers are already planning to go to other ports start unloading.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and the good news is you got Newark and Philly and other ports that are fairly close to here.
Norfolk,
it'll change their dynamics a little bit, but at least there's other options.
Yep.
Well, you remember when it wasn't that long ago during COVID when all the ports were backed up and ships were stuck out at sea and all of that. And then remember the ship that had all the BMWs and Porsches and stuff on it that
It's in the bottom of the ocean, isn't it?
There might be some collectible stuff down there.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's 3,000 feet under the ocean.
A little pressure down there, apparently.
Yeah.
But,
hey, Stuart, have we had new arrivals here?
Classic inventory?
Have you put them in as favorites?
You know what? I do that because I like to do that because I like to say, you know, where did we sell cars to last week? And that's usually my favorite segment of the thing because it's the one time that I can be wrong, and I don't care.
Well, if you're going to do new arrivals, I think you should rate them how you like them, and we'll go.
The Classic Countdown!
Okay, I like it. Heck yeah. Sounding professional here, aren't we?
We're trying. Yeah. We are really trying.
That's why we have pre-production meetings. We want to go over this stuff.
Yeah, I like the way you just spring stuff on us where we can't see. We have to love it whether we love it or not.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Yes, you do.
Anyway. My favorite word. Cars, classics sold this week all over the world. Mm-hmm. How about Palmerstown North, New Zealand?
Wow.
Stanton, Kentucky, Palmyra, Pennsylvania, Mannheim, Pennsylvania, Hanover, Pennsylvania, Plymouth, Massachusetts, Enfield, Connecticut, Encino, California. Oh my God. Chester Springs, Pennsylvania, Mount Carmel, Utah, McMinnville, Oregon, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Oxford, Pennsylvania, Rockingham, Virginia, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Sarawak, Malaysia.
Wow.
I don't know if that's even a name, but Pocono Lake, Pennsylvania, Lewes, Delaware, Lowe's, is it Lewes? Lewes. Yeah, of course, because it's got the I in it. Muskego, Wisconsin, Conestoga, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Peru, Indiana.
And one minor correction for, since we're local on 860 WWDB and 97.5 HD2, it's Lancaster.
I'll never get that right.
I lived
in California where it was Lancaster.
And I lived in Lancaster, New York, a suburb of Buffalo.
It's like Louisville and Louisville.
And Louisville.
In Tennessee, it's Louisville.
Yeah.
And in Kentucky, it's Louisville. My buddy was at a restaurant there. and they were arguing about the pronunciation. And he said to the little girl, he said, come here, darling. And he didn't say darling. I mean, maybe he did, maybe but he was did. Back in the 70s.
And it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay to say darling. So he said, come here. He said, real slowly, I want you to pronounce where we are. And she said, Burger King. But it was, they were in Louisville and trying to figure out the correct pronunciation. And then there's Maryville, Tennessee, but it's called Merville.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just a redneck Southern thing.
Wilkes-Barre is always a good one to stump people.
So yeah. Is Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre or what?
People say it all ways, all different ways. I say Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, I've heard it different.
It's the correct way.
I would say go with how they say it on The Office.
How do you get Bala Kenwood out of Balacynyd?
I've lived the three weirdest names around Philadelphia, Bala Kenwood, Plymouth Meeting, and King of Prussia.
Yeah, King of Prussia. I love that. That's a great
name. That is a good story.
Name.
12 states and two countries, two foreign countries going out. Our cars here at Classic Auto Mall going all over the world, spreading the love.
Down to 992 cars. So, you know, you better get here quick. We're going to be out of cars.
Pretty thin.
I mean, it feels thin, doesn't it?
It does. It's weird.
992 cars.
There's some empty hallways.
We're panicking. They're like, okay, we're okay. We still have 990.
I got three coming in this weekend, if the weather is good.
Yeah, the weather looks like it's going to hold.
All right, good.
Looks like it's supposed to be nice. We're supposed to get my buddy Rich Myers is supposed to bring his AAR Cuda in today, but looking at the weather, I would imagine that he ain't coming.
Yeah, it's misty
it's
out.
It's a little misty out there. Play Misty for Me. That was a film that Clint Eastwood.
I don't mind a little misty weather for a couple of days while I catch up on the write-ups, but no, they're coming in still pretty strong.
You're doing pretty good on the write-ups.
Yeah,
I've
thank
noticed
you.
That you're
I'm not
well.
Fishing for comments.
But compliments.
If you enjoy the write-ups.
Fishing for comments.
I should bring in some zingers. Sometimes I'll do a zinger.
You should do a zinger. You should use some of your best of
yeah,
what
right,
you've
right.
written and best sentences or best paragraphs. Or
I said the antifreeze Thunderbird, the really cool
the
car,
green.
Is so hot. It adds a new level of cool. Thank you.
That wasn't a struggle.
That was a tough one, man.
Really, that was. It's like to start. Can we erase that and start back over so you can get it right?
Just read it online. ClassicAutoMall.com.
He's better at writing than he is at saying.
That's
right.
That's
you know. Don't you wish that you could write like you talk?
Yes,
and you can.
No, I thought about dictating these descriptions. I can't do it.
Ooh.
There's something about having hands on a.
Keyboard.
One of them typing things.
Keyboard.
That connects the thing. And then I have to snack the whole time too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is your snack du jour?
Actually, kettle corn is the ideal writing. It's a writing snack for a writer.
I like popcorn with sugar all over it.
Stuart's head's going to explode, I think.
Kettle corn.
That or like a fidget toy.
A fidget toy?
As I'm writing.
Like the anything. Stretchy things or the bouncy ball. Yeah. The Super Ball is a good fidget toy.
Any kind of rubber ball.
Kathy's road trip du jour is sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay.
She'll get a bag of sunflower seeds, which, you know, I don't
quite understand. Those are good.
I don't quite understand that. I like peanuts, but they're too messy.
Yeah.
You know, why is it that I never buy peanuts at home, but when I go to like Five Guys, I always just love the peanuts. They're delicious. Uh-huh. And I think I should have these more often, but I can't have them at home, could
I? Well, because you don't want to throw all the shells on the floor.
Yeah, this ain't the Lone Star Steakhouse. You know? Remember that when they first started that, where they started, you could get peanuts and just throw it on the ground?
I was in one where apparently the health didn't allow it at the time.
Oh.
And somebody came in and they were throwing them out on the floor and they came over to say, we don't do that anymore.
Wow, they don't do it anymore.
That's inappropriate.
Lawyers.
Those pesky lawyers.
Government.
So government lawyer. Look at them in the parking lot, by the way. Uh-huh. Is that a Dodge TRX?
It is a Dodge TRX.
2024, maybe?
I'm not sure what year it is, but we're talking 700 horsepower.
702 and 650 foot-pounds of torque. And we'll get to some new inventory when we come back. We'll see you on the Classic Auto Mall podcast in just a minute.
No matter what you think is a classic car, you'll probably find one at Classic Auto Mall. How about a two-owner 2003 Chevrolet Corvette Coupe with 5,105 actual miles? Like trucks? Maybe a 66 Chevrolet C10 Stepside with a 350 V8 and a TCI 700 R4 automatic transmission, or a 1984 Chevy C10 short bed, chopped, shaved, louvered, and a nearly new 355 V8. About true classics like a 1926 Pontiac Pontiac Series 627-665. It's the first year Pontiac with multiple AACA awards. And let's not forget Mustangs, like a 67 hardtop, three owners, and a fully known history, or a 1998 Mustang Cobra convertible with 38,209 actual miles, one of just 343 built. So whatever floats your boat or opens your garage, with over 1,000 constantly changing vehicles, you'll probably find it at ClassicAutoMall.com.
When it comes to car magazines, are you tired of reading about mega-dollar collector cars you can't afford, or endless reporting on auctions and how-to tech stories that don't interest you? Then Crankshaft is the car magazine for you. Crankshaft is a 144-page softcover quarterly filled with all sorts of fascinating stories, the type of car features you won't find anywhere else. It features American and foreign cars, pre- and post-war era cars of distinction including sports cars, muscle cars, and regular family sedans too. To discover what many car enthusiasts are saying is the best car magazine ever published, you can purchase either a single copy for $12.95 plus $3 postage, or a one-year subscription, four issues, for $59.95. To order your copy, go to www.crankshaftmagazine.com. That's www.crankshaftmagazine.com.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at americaswebradio.com or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with the Classic Auto Mall Show from the Classic Auto Mall Studio in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Also to be heard on the Beasley Media Group's WWDB Talk 860 or simulcast on 97.5 HD2.
Because HD1's just not enough.
That's old school. Nobody does the old HD.
That's the fanatic.
That's like the USB CD. They keep changing these cords on me.
You got to buy more.
That's the problem. And I don't, I'm not opposed to buying cords and cables and stuff that you need and cool things to go in the car that, now we bought, those magnets that sit on your vents.
Yeah.
Well, we bought an extra travel pair as well, too, because what's funny is that you really need them more when you're in an unfamiliar territory than you are at home, and yet you don't have those, so your phone is down there or somewhere other than where it's a convenient place for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have travel magnets now
that
Kathy and I have. So, we're prepared. We're like the Boy Scouts.
I have an easy pass in every car.
Yes.
I've got a phone holder in every car.
Yeah.
And
I need sunglasses in every car,
but I have
prescription sunglasses, so that's
me too.
Easier
exactly.
said than done.
That's
so.
Right.
But it is, people make fun of me when I say this, but it's such a pain to not have everything you need in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving, you drive out, you're like, where's the garage door opener? Oh, crap.
Right.
Where's the sunglasses? Where's my phone charger? Where's this? Where's my jacket? I mean that seriously. Where is
your jacket?
Black jacket? I don't know what I've done.
If you've seen it, podcast at classicautomall.com.
Please get it back. Return it. There'll be no questions asked.
Yes.
$5 reward. And
maybe a hat.
We give you a hat.
That's fair.
Because you know why? We have nice hats.
Good hats.
We have really
not cheap hats.
We have excellent hats. They're not cheap hats. We have excellent hats.
In fact, we're thinking about. We talked yesterday in our production meeting about maybe at sometime in the future doing a contest. We're working it up because we want to play.
We got a winner.
Wow, he stays up late at night.
I do, very late.
I think some of those edibles are creeping in. We're trying to figure out some kind of cool contest or something to do to engage people in the show.
We talked a little bit about a reader's ride or a listener's ride.
Well, we sound professional when we say we've had our production meeting.
Well, pre-production.
Pre-production, yes. We have our pre-production meeting.
Is that like getting pre-approved? You're approved before you get approved?
Apparently so.
It's our pre-production and post-production meeting all in one.
Yeah, because we talk about last week's show and what we did well.
Right.
As well as...
As new ideas, too. So we're talking about new ideas such as...
It's always funny. When we start these pre-production meetings, we do these on Tuesdays before... And we record on Wednesday, for those of you who don't know. And then we do... Oh, there's my AAR CUDA.
Nice.
Nice and orange. We do these pre-production meetings, and you think, what are we going to talk about? We'll have 10 minutes here. And 45 minutes later, we're still talking about ideas. It's a great way to come up with ideas, and you discount it. You think, got to sit down, another meeting for an hour.
Right.
But it really has helped us figure out things for the show that maybe we, wouldn't have figured out if we hadn't had those meetings. You have to take your time. if you're going to make something good, you got to put a little effort into it. You can't just show up and go, well, you know, this will be just fine,
well,
whatever.
We did that for 2 years, and that was fine. And it was fine. It was fine.
Letting all the cats out of the bag.
I didn't want to take up more of your time with meetings, but we got it now.
I know. And, you know, we don't have that many meetings. It's not like we are going to have a car specialist meeting, though, coming up next week.
I'll change my hat for that one.
Ooh. Wear a different hat. No, it'll be a good thing. It's going to be one of those meetings that everybody gets yelled at. But it's collective, so everybody gets yelled at in a good way, because there's strength in numbers on yelling at people, right? And there's my buddy Rich Myers with his AAR CUDA. Drove it down here from Jersey, maybe, or I don't know where he came from.
Drove it on the road?
It looks like he drove it. Ooh. He came here droving. So, an AAR CUDA. So we'll certainly be talking about that in a future show in the next couple of weeks.
New arrival.
A new arrival. It's literally arrived before our eyes here. That's what I love about our location here, is that we're able to see
you
right
can see
there.
The window, yeah.
So what are some of the other new arrivals? Aren't I
there
good?
You go.
How about the 1993 Nissan 300ZX convertible?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make those turbocharged, did they? For some reason. And I wonder, because it was a liability thing, the convertible?
Probably be super expensive, too.
Active red over charcoal anthracite.
Mm-hmm.
Anthracite is a type of
coal.
Stone.
It's coal.
It's coal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's Wilkes-Barre, man. It's Scranton. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, frack.
That's the Ernie Mead story. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
In the Delaware Diner.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. You really need to have him on and tell that
story. I think we're going to have to have Ernie on. Ernie's got a story that's an interesting
precursor to the country's situation.
Yeah, to the situation. And it happened in the 50s in a diner in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do the math of 50s and diner and
somewhere
maybe
near Wilmington.
Some drag racing, somewhere close to the Wilmington. What do they call the the area of a radio station that you broadcast to, there's a word for it.
Not range. It's
I only did this for 40 years.
The market.
The market of the 80 area of dominant influence or the metro.
ADI or ADA Anyway, three times.
Radio terms.
Yes.
101.
Yes. This is a very original, this 300ZX. 3.0 liter double overhead cam V6, 5-speed manual tranny, like the three pedals are so nice. Top down fun.
It is.
That's, I love that. Top down fun.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What a great looking car, though. It's
very clean.
One of the first year of the convertibles for the 300ZX. It's got 18,000 miles on it. We're not sure if those are actual. It appears to be, but a lot of cases, these older cars, and it happens, watch this. Guys, when you get your car titled, don't let them put exempt on a low mileage car. And they will. If it's over 10 years old, a lot of times they'll just say exempt. They don't care about the mileage. It's over 10 years old. And that should change, because 10-year-old cars used to be, they were falling apart. I mean, literally, they were ready to go to the dump.
Yeah.
And now, 10-year-old cars are just getting into their prime. I mean, how many cars? I've got one, two, three, or four cars that are over 10 years old.
Yeah.
And they're still great cars. Of course, they have low miles.
Right.
Well, that's
miles are king, as
that's
you said.
Miles are king.
That's right.
And here's the problem. You know, we if they put exempt on it, then you've got no way to prove the mileage, unless you've got every receipt, and which you should keep.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but it's hard to prove, and it gives a little bit of a pause to somebody buying it to say, well, you know, would have been nice had it been, you know, this or that, or you know, this amount of miles, and it showed that on there.
So. I wonder how many car people like me out there have a little notebook in the car, and I put markers like every 500 miles, I'll put it in the book.
Yeah.
Like
I hit
36.5 on this date. Whether that's valid or not in a court, whatever, but that's just
on going to court over this?
No,
lied to somebody about mileage.
Never.
Back an odometer?
Never. I like keeping track of oil changes and mileage like that.
Yeah.
See how long did it take me to put on 1,000 miles, that kind of thing.
I used to keep a book, one of those hardbound little books about that big, and I would write down every bit of fuel, oil, everything I did to every car, and there was always one right beside the seat of every car that I owned. And I marked it down, and I got that from my grandfather, who wrote down every penny he spent.
Yeah.
He had a little notebook, a little spiral notebook in his back pocket. If he bought a nickel's worth of gum.
Huh.
Oh, five.
You didn't see that on the radio. He licked his pen.
The good old days. He licked that pen.
But if you watch our YouTube channel, you will see that.
Which is where we'd like you to go, our YouTube channel.
Classic Automall YouTube channel.
I watched him. It was pretty good. We were entertaining. It's just me and you jibber jabbering about jibber jabbering.
Shout out to Randy, our marketing director, who's doing a fabulous job on the YouTube videos.
He really is. He has done a fantastic job, and he's done, and it's, you know, and deference to everybody else that's here. It's not that nobody else could do it, or we just don't have enough time.
You gotta be there.
Gotta have somebody who's focused on
that. That's right.
Gotta have somebody who's, you know, doing that every day. So anyway, 2,480 of these convertibles were produced in 1993, and only 496 in this particular shade of red. So, check the 93 Nissan 300ZX on our website, classicautomall.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question for us, podcast at classicautomall.com. You can also sign up for our newsletter on our website as well, too. So, and catch all of our podcasts are on there, as well as all the podcast sites, YouTube, the radio station now. We're everywhere.
It is. If you go to the podcast web page on our website, you have some information there.
It'll tell you a little bit about what we do and what we do.
What we do and what we don't.
Other new arrival, 1975 Pontiac Grand Prix hardtop, camel beige over saddle, two-owner car from new. That's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. 67,000 actual miles. Numbers matching 400 cubic inch V8, and numbers matching turbo hydromatic 400 automatic transmission. Very original. This was the fourth generation of the Grand Prix. And the title verified miles, original owner had it until 2023. So just until recently.
Yep.
So this, our new owner, our new consigner has just had it for a handful of time, and you just don't find them very often. And especially this body style, the body style in 75 was kind of unique. 74 and 75, I think. And then 76, they changed the body. I don't know. I'm getting this wrong. I'm certain. Somebody do some research and tell me. Randy, show me up
podcast.
On the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us what we did wrong, podcast.com.
They are cool, though. People love them. And we talked about Grand Prix before where there's just a fan base for them, and they're just so unique.
They're a performance-based luxury car. They're the guy who was, had done really well in business, needed something to transport him to the office every day that looked cool, still had some performance, but had all the amenities that he's so befitting of a guy in his stature.
That's right.
Like a Lincoln Mark III, same kind of deal.
Exactly.
So. Other new arrivals, how about the 1969 Chevrolet C10 short bed pickup truck, orange and white over black. It's got a correct 396, 325 horse V8. Meaning that it could have come with that back in the era. This isn't the actual motor. It's a replacement engine in it. But it's not an LS swap. It's a true to what it was would have been born with. Same with the turbo hydromatic 400 automatic. This thing was expertly restored.
Beautiful.
Gosh, this truck is just, it's over the top. I mean, if you were going to do a truck, this would be the prototype to say, if you want to do a perfect restoration, and it's, I mean, it's better than new. Mm-hmm. Better than no.
It's better than no and new.
And new and no. And, and you can haul and show. Although I don't imagine you want to do a whole lot of hauling in it.
Go and show, as I say.
Go and show.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, the amount of effort and work that went into this truck is spectacular. Check it out on the website as well, too. How about the 1990 Lincoln Town Car Signature Series? Okay, you say just a used car from the 1990s. Twilight blue metallic and light titanium over light titanium interior. One owner garage kept, 18,291 actual miles.
Yeah.
This thing is like a time capsule. It's got the 5-liter V8. Just a well-preserved car. And again, title verified. So, you know, it's one of those things that it's easy to claim something, but if you don't have any backup on it, then it's just words.
Yeah.
This was owned by, you know, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay. Do you have proof of that? No. You know, do you have proof of that he had anything to do with it at all? And of course, the answer would usually is no. If you have proof on it, then it adds value to it.
Mm.
But not every celebrity provenance adds value to a car, right?
Right. Like when Steve Perry.
Right.
Of Journey,
right?
Looked at my car in Westlake Village, California.
Right.
I didn't have a camera. This is way before
cameras,
camera phones.
Wow!
So I have no way of proving that Steve Perry touched my car.
Right?
Not that it would increase the value anyway.
Probably not. But if it was owned by, there are certain celebrities that do add a value to a car owned by Elvis,
Eddie Van Halen,
Paul Newman,
Taylor Swift.
Taylor
Swift. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I'll bet you whatever she drove, I'll bet you brings Big Bunny to Big Bunny. Yeah.
People are funny like that. They'll say, oh, I don't care about that celebrity provenance. Mm. And then you'll get in their car with them and they go, you know, this used to be Nicholas
Cage. You're right.
Mm-hmm. But there's certain celebrities that do add value to cars.
Sure.
Steve McQueen, 100%. He and Elvis are probably the two of the the most value added based on the celebrity ownership of the cars. And the cool thing about both of them is they both owned a lot of cars.
They did. And even if they didn't own them, if they just bought it for somebody else, but their name's on the title somehow, or the check or whatever.
Yeah, they wrote the check for it.
Then the price goes sky high.
Yeah.
And, something just sold on BJ that I can't remember, but it was a sort of a mundane car.
Right. But it was
tied to Elvis.
And yeah.
$300,000.
I mean, it probably he bought, I mean, over a couple of hundred cars over the
years. Yeah, he did.
So anyway, when we return, we will just continue discussing our new arrivals and some other interesting factoids that come out of these mines from the Classic Auto Mall podcast. See you tomorrow.
Stock number 6065 for sale by consignment at Classic Auto Mall is a low-mileage, supercharged 2011 Dodge Challenger SRT8 convertible. It features a potent 392 Hemi with a ProCharger P1 SC1 supercharger, putting out 425 horsepower with a 5-speed automatic transmission. The convertible conversion was done by American Coach Customs in California, and the top is power-actuated with a glass rear window. It has power Brembo disc brakes on all four corners, with independent suspension and Bilstein shocks and struts for great performance. Classic Auto Mall has more than 1,000 cars for sale via consignment in our massive climate-controlled showroom in Morgantown, Pennsylvania, Classic Auto Mall. A great place to buy or sell a car through consignment because it's safe, easy, and secure. Plus, we advertise, sell, and ship worldwide. Easily search for your next classic at ClassicAutoMall.com.
Since the 1960s, J.C. Taylor has been America's premier specialty insurance provider for classic cars, antique autos, modified, and custom vehicles. Our customers have trusted us to protect their prized possessions for more than six decades. For more information, or to receive a quote, contact our expert team today by calling 888-ANTIQUE or by visiting our website at jctaylor.com/AWR. That's 888-268-4783. Or visit jctaylor.com/AWR. Drive through time with peace of mind. J.C. Taylor.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
On a rainy day that nobody can tell because you're probably listening to this or watching this years later,
sure.
People are still pulling up with cars.
Yeah.
It's funny. Some people are so protective of their car, you know, one drop of rain. It's like suede shoes.
Mm-hmm.
One drop of rain. Oh, not wearing the suede shoes. Not driving the car today. And then there's other people that you see out even at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and they're driving a brand new Ferrari.
Right.
And it's raining or slush on the, and it's
just
like,
another
it's
day.
A car.
It is a car. I took the BMW out of storage yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And I was pulled over. I'll tell you that story in a minute. But it was dusty, so I thought.
You got pulled over because your car was dusty?
No. Yeah. Your car's too dirty, sir.
Shameful.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, it's dusty, so I figure I'm going to drive it to Morgantown today because I know it's going to rain.
It's going to be dirty anyway.
It's dirty anyway. Yeah. Usually I have it covered and protected and everything, but so I'm free to drive it today in the rain with the summer tires.
Right.
No, I pulled out of storage, made a U-turn on Route 309, by the way.
No U-turns?
Yeah, there was a U-turn. That's what I thought. So I pulled over. God, did I make an illegal U-turn? And turns out I didn't. This is the problem with having too many cars.
Right.
I didn't do the registration this year, which is, I am super anal about.
Right.
Can I say that?
I guess you can. You just did.
You just did.
I'm super careful about my registration because my kids have cars.
Right.
My wife has a car. Everything's got to be labeled and inspected and everything.
Right.
Somehow I missed.
But how did he know that before he pulled? Oh, he didn't find it out until after you made the illegal U-turn.
No. I didn't do anything illegal. He ran my plate.
Oh.
Because they have nothing. Suburban police have very little to do.
Yeah.
Since it's a very safe area. I live in a safe neighborhood.
So he just ran your plate willy-nilly just because he didn't like you and that fancy sports car.
And I said, are you sure? Because I'm really good about this. He goes, oh, yeah, I ran your plate.
Yeah,
and,
not unsure.
Yeah, right. And I'm looking through the glove box. I'm like, I'm sure I did this because I'm very careful.
I am too. Do you do the two-year?
I don't, but I should.
Probably would have saved you. What's the ticket going to cost you?
There's no ticket. He let me go.
Really?
How nice.
And I have no inspection on the car because I just got it last year. You know, I haven't had
last year. This has gone from bad to really bad. I'm very anal about all this stuff, except I haven't had it inspected. That's what's the problem is buying a new car. They give you your tag and plate and everything.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, I forgot to get my inspection done. Mm-hmm. And that happened to me not too long ago.
Right. So. Yeah, no. So he let me go and I actually went home and did it online. You can actually register your car online.
I did.
As long as you have the title and did it in 2 minutes and took care of that, and I'll have it inspected today.
And you don't do what I do, and you go and start to register it and realize you don't have the exact mileage, and then you got to go back to the car and get that. And it's,
we bought a car in Indiana, and they give you a 30-day, I think it was, tag, and it took them 90 days to get it. Mm-hmm. And we're driving. You can't get. They can't issue a second temporary, and so you're driving around illegally. Yeah. It's so crazy.
Well, people lose their titles to cars, and then all of a sudden they've applied for it, and if they don't go to Harrisburg, this is in Pennsylvania only, but if they don't go to Harrisburg and actually get it that day, then they find the old title, and they go, oh, I found the old one. Well, sorry.
That's right.
Doesn't work now, because now you've applied for a new one, that's going to supersede. That's why we do a VIN data report, which, you know, this is one of these pitfalls that a lot of reasons why people use our services as opposed to sell their car themselves, because when you run a VIN data, it might say, you know what, there was a title issued in October of 2022, and the title that you have is September of 2020. And so all of a sudden, you don't have the newest title.
Right.
And it's easy. It happens all the time. You misplace a title. You go and look for it because you need something or you register, and then you realize you don't have it, so you go get a new one. Oh, there's the old one there, you know, and then it just kind of gets forgotten about, and then you grab just one of the titles when you bring it to us or sell it. Not the right title.
Yeah.
So it's just easy pitfall of things that can go wrong, and that's why you pay us.
And you run a VIN data, but do you run a VIN diesel?
No.
Shout out to Montgomeryville Police for letting me go several times. I actually was speeding through their little speed trap they have by Costco. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Sure. In the area, WWDB 860 AM. Watch out for the speed trap over the hill there on 309.
You're awfully harsh to the officer who kindly let you go.
It's a safety stop.
I just said they've let me go several times, and I appreciate that.
Is everything okay at home? That's what my doctor asks me all the time. I'm like, she's sitting right there. I mean, that's that new thing that they do. They never did that before. Yeah. You know, I was like, everything okay at home?
Mm-hmm.
Blink twice.
You feel you're in danger.
We were at the hospital when Kathy fractured her shoulder in Colorado, which we talked about last week. And in there, if you're... if you're giving a bodily fluid for them to test, if you write with the red marker on the cup, I don't know, there's something that if there's a problem, and I'm not making, don't misinterpret this. I'm not making light of this. It's just interesting.
It's like a code.
Code that you say or do or something that you tell them, and then they know to ask you. I mean, my goodness, what have we come to?
Kathy blinked twice if that shoulder injury did not come from skiing.
That was a Louisville slugger.
Yeah. How is she doing, by the way?
She's doing much better. She's sore today. She's hasn't missed a day of work. She hasn't taken one of the pain
pills. Is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd be in the fetal position on the couch watching a marathon of Golden Girls. And she hasn't taken any of the pain medication. It's just been the Tylenol and maybe a little cocktail of Motrin in between to kind of, you know, ease the pain.
Yeah.
But she is fiercely independent when it comes to stuff like that. And she is got a tolerance for pain that's way more than I
do. That's amazing.
And thank God, because this thing is, I mean, I saw the x-rays. It was not pretty.
Wow.
It was, and the bruise is the biggest, blackest, nastiest
purple.
Bruise you've ever, purple. Yeah, purple, the darkest purple you've ever seen. It's like Cabernet.
Yeah, it's interesting how the human body does that.
And it's amazing how it's going to just heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, assuming that they tell us no surgery in the next week or so, that we go back. Hopefully, if it's continuing to do what it's supposed to do, they will continue to not need surgery. And, of course, they do three sets of x-rays over the 6-week period, and they go, oh, because you're like, is that too much, you know, x-ray, too much radiation? They go, well, put it to you this way, 500 x-rays is one MRI.
Wow.
So it's like, well, wait a minute, let me rethink the MRI now.
Mm-hmm. I ask my dentist that every time, because every time I go over there, they're like, oh, we need x-rays. Yeah. Again?
Again?
I mean, is that bad for my jaw?
Has it changed that much since, you know, six years
ago?
That's
the only way they can see what's going on in there.
They must use a different kind of x-ray, because I noticed when I just had a knee done, that she didn't, like, put the lead thing on and go behind it. She was just kind of in view, but just away.
Go behind the little window back there that they look at you while you're getting, you know.
Exactly.
And before we move away, you mentioned laying around watching TV, and I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm pretty busy with a lot of things. But Tuesday night, on this, I just flipped around and I found the Smithsonian Channel, and they had Mighty Planes. And the reason I'm bringing this up here is it's a show that's kind of based on the mighty ships that Discovery, shout out Discovery Channel.
Right.
And they showed how they pack a 747-8F with everything needed for the Formula E race
team.
Oh,
yeah. Just Formula E, not the Formula, the big dog.
Right. But they showed the huge fireproof boxes that they packed the lithium ion batteries in, because they're so dangerous to have, and how they have to balance the plane, and they get the eight cars in, and they're in this double deck thing, and the guy has to squeeze out of the car to as they put them in the inside the plane and these carriers. It's pretty amazing.
They're a traveling circus, no doubt about it. The F1 races, they carry everything.
All of them, NASCAR.
Yeah, they carry everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can think about it.
Yeah, trailers are $1 million trailers.
Oh, easily, probably more than that, because they have a dining area that they've just magically created out of all the stuff that they carry in the trucks and the trailers. And then they have offices, and they have, you know, all the stuff on the pits and the pit boxes and everything they do. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's not just the box of tools.
No, it's not duct tape and WD-40.
And places to sleep, you know, for the racers.
Yeah, and all the helmets and the driver suits and all the stuff and their head, the communications. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they make what we do look like child's play.
Wet bar?
I'm certain there's a wet bar.
Oh, definitely.
Is a dry bar no alcohol? Is that what the difference is?
Yes. Yeah.
Other new inventory. How about the 1997 AM General Hummer H1 Wagoon? High gloss black over gray. Another low mileage. I must be theming this. 7,417 original miles. 6.5 liter turbo diesel engine. 4L80E automatic transmission. Custom ordered and built. Pretty much go anywhere.
Yeah, this is a military vehicle, basically. This is the one, when I see this one, Arnold Schwarzenegger was like the first person to ever have
a
pedestrian, civilian one. And I think his was black, too.
Or silver, maybe. I don't remember.
But he had one, and it was like, wow, that's the coolest thing ever. And so this one is beautiful, actually.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Arnold, who I just heard last night has, I think they're doing a pacemaker now on him. He's had a couple of heart procedures, but
shout out
Arnold.
Good to know.
Yeah, I'll file that away.
Shout out to Arnold.
1,209 Hummers produced for the general public in 1997, so there weren't that many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that these things are wider than most cars. You won't be going through the drive-thru.
No. Or many other places,
especially the drive-thru at the Burger King in Reading, because there is a turn and then
at the what? The Burger King?
The Burger King. Burger King.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out. Hashtag Burger King.
Yes.
There is a, well, I'm kind of making fun of them, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't like that. But there's a turn after you get your food that I could barely make in my pickup truck. Uh-huh. I mean, I could just barely, I mean, and I know if I curb those tires and Kathy sees it, she's going to wonder why I've yelled at her all these years on curving tires. Not that she's done that many. You know, 10, 12, only cost me thousands of dollars.
Curb your enthusiasm.
I should have, when we have a little Lexus, the little one.
Baby Lexus?
Yeah, the little CT200H. And when we bought it, they said, do you want the wheel package?
Right.
The wheel protection package. I'm like, I'm not going for that. Yeah. You're not going to rip me off.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, would have been nice to have had
big
it.
Big mistake.
Mm-hmm. It's easier to do than you think it is, curbing tires. And especially now, because if you go into these parking lots, these city planners have these things, so it's so convoluted to try to get out of a parking lot.
Yeah.
You don't know which way to go. You got there's all this curving and extra this. And,
true.
Oh, my gosh. It's the new shopping center that we have down here, or the new fast food places. Mm-hmm. They're hashtag fast food. they are They're impossible to get out. It's like, which way do you go? I mean, I've done it like three times and I still get it wrong.
Yes. So. I went to the auto parts store here in Morgantown. Shout out AutoZone.
Shout outs today.
Anyway, but you got to go around though. You got to go about a mile and a half once you're in the parking lot to get to their parking lot, which is very strange.
And last but not least on our new arrivals, 1955 Chevrolet Bel Air two-door hardtop. Okay. You've seen a gazillion of these. Regal turquoise and India ivory over turquoise and beige, and this is a near flawless restoration.
It's about as close to flawless.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The gentleman who did these, who has since passed, and we've sold, this is the third or fourth vehicle.
Okay.
Because every one of them has just been exactly the same, just perfectly done. This is an AACA Junior Senior Preservation Award winner. Got the correct 235 cubic inch inline six, which is okay. I used to think, inline six, blah. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
There's like that Camaro we had, the convertible we talked about last week.
Right.
Inline six.
Yep.
How cool.
It's original.
It's original. A lot of people will change that because they've perceived more value in the V8 and stuff. But as the older I get, I guess the more I would argue that how fast do you really want to go in a 68 Camaro?
And this car, you're not going fast anyway because this is pure show.
Pure show. It's not something made to go fast. It's made to go cruise down the parade route and wave to all your neighbors and show them how lucky you are that you have a Regal.
It's a turnkey. We talked about turnkey.
Turnkey.
It's a turnkey show car.
Get in and go.
And get in and show.
Get it in and show it. And it's multi-award winning. I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect car, but boy, this one comes awfully close.
It does.
But
it does.
Congratulations to the job that they did on it, and thank you for allowing us to help you liquidate the collection. And
it is an honor. I tell people, this is an honor to represent your car here, and the fact that you're trusting us to do this is really honor. It's an honor.
It absolutely is. And the other thing is that we're hopefully passing it on to somebody who's going to equally appreciate it.
And there you have your classic car.
The Classic Countdown.
I'm going to take that button away from him.
I'm trying to get that toy.
I don't know. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the Classic Auto Mall podcast.
The Classic Auto Mall has more than 1,000 vehicles for consignment in our huge 8-acre climate-controlled showroom.
It's a real indoor mall.
If you'd like to know all the advantages of buying and selling a car through consignment, the information is available on our website, or you can talk to a Classic Car specialist who can answer all your questions. It's easy, safe, convenient, and it doesn't matter where you are. We sell worldwide. See our huge selection of classic and collectible vehicles at ClassicAutoMall.com.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at americaswebradio.com or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
I'm all messed up today. I don't know what's going on. You know, it's really funny that there are certain things that we talk about that we want to change or do differently in the show, and then I completely just space it out.
spacing out.
Yeah, like spacing out. Yeah. I was looking for my headphones. I
Well, where could they be?
No, they weren't.
My agent will be contacting you.
Right. My people. Okay, so we have talked about lots of different things here, and more often than not, they'll be happy to accommodate you.
That might come, but you mentioned like going to the auto show because you can climb in and out of the car, so I'm going to a dealer.
That's
you
why
know, I, like a new car dealer or used car dealer.
Sure. When we go to the auto show, we are the only cars that are stanchioned off, us and the AACA, that are not allowed to be sat in and touched and all that good stuff. And so it's one of those things you can't hardly blame the public, the general public, for thinking any differently. Well, if I can get in the brand new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee, why can't I get in the old 57 Chevy, that old car?
Right. Yep.
You know, and the reason is because they don't belong to us. The manufacturers bring cars there to throw away.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
Some is used afterwards? I mean,
I don't know, because the amount of damage that's done to these cars when they're at these shows. I've walked through on the last day, the Sunday, at the end of a 10-day show.
They look beat up.
They look beat to heck.
Yeah, they know.
The interiors, I mean, but it's part of doing business for them. With us, these are one of ones. These are masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
These are irreplaceable sometimes. And so you don't have the same thing. So don't touch the car. And, you know, if it was your car, what would you want somebody to do or not to do? And that maybe is a better question or answer for this. Is how would you like them to treat your car? Would you like them to sit all over it, put their kids on the hood, stand on the running board when it says no step, any of that?
Right.
So, you know, don't open anything. Don't touch anything. Don't lean on the car. You know, and one of the things we tell people when they bring their families here is don't let your kids run around in here, because there's a lot of moving equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving the Stringo, we're moving the cars, and there's slick spots on the ground. It's inevitable that in a building with 900 and something cars, there's going to be maybe an oil spot or two in the building.
And I got to say, in some old cars, back in the day, they used metal bumpers that extended past the body, and they have sharp edges around here. There really are.
Right.
Yeah.
I banged my knee a few times.
You know what's interesting about car shows and auctions and all of that is that they give you a lanyard on a long string with a plastic and metal thing. So when you lean over to look at a car or look into the interior, guess what?
Yeah.
And this is not the consumer's fault. This is not the attendee's fault. This is the people that are giving you the lanyard.
Right,
it's like
right.
It's a bad idea. And some of them are heavy. I mean, they're big old.
When I saw your office, you have hundreds of lanyards hanging up, and it looks cool. It does look cool.
I have quite the collection of lanyards of events that I've been to over the years, auctions, Concorde Elegances, car shows, just, you know, and I saved them all for whatever
reason. It's cool because they're in a nice collection. Yeah.
And of course, my favorite is when you have stanchions or ropes up around a car. And you say to a guy, hey, would you mind not going in there? And he goes, no, I'm just going to see I just want a closer look. So the sign should have said, these stanchions are only for people that don't want a closer look. You know, I just want a closer look, or I didn't realize what that was for. Now, listen, you're a 70-year-old man, and you tell me you don't know what a stanchion means? It means keep out.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to see the car closer, we're more than happy to show it to you. You go up and see the nice girl up at the front.
Yep.
You tell her that you're interested in a car, the 67 Mustang, and lo and behold, she'll get one of our guys and they'll come help you. And even if you don't have any interest in buying it, we're happy to show
Absolutely.
It to you. But don't take it upon yourself to open the doors, because here's what guys do when they open the door. They'll open the door and then they realize they got to close it. But then they don't want to close it because it'll make too much noise. So they try to ease it closed, which is the worst thing you could do for a car, because it'll either put a dent in the car, or it won't close it, or it'll mess up the latch.
Or kill the battery.
Or kill the battery. And you don't want to kill the battery. And so we want to get kids started in the hobby. We want to get kids involved in the hobby. But when you bring them, make sure that you've told them about things that they can and can't do. Make sure that you tell them not to touch or run or scream or you know, just behave. We're going to start a kids club here.
Right.
And you're going to get a button. And no matter where you go, to a museum or to Classic Auto Mall or to a car show or to anywhere that you go around cars, you're a certified car kid.
Nice.
And you get, and hopefully each of the places that we do this will give them some kind of reward for being, you know, in the top 10 percentile of their.
That's nice. We should have a little treasure hunt for them to keep them busy while the parents are enjoying the walk through the mall. Like, find a red car, check it off.
Check it off.
You know, depending on the age, make it age appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, find a fastback.
Find a fastback. Yeah, because you could do that with the older kids.
Right.
And talk about getting them engaged, because we want them engaged, because otherwise, you know, once our generation is gone, who's the car generation? Who's the next one coming?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk that the younger generation don't appreciate the cars.
That is true.
Don't covet the cars.
Well, how about antique furniture? You know, there's a lot of antique furniture around this part of the world. And you talk to families, and they say, nobody in the family wants it.
There's a great meme on the internet of just a lady by her china cabinet. She's like, when I'm gone, this is all yours.
My wife's aunt has downsized a house, and we just gave it to Goodwill. You just all this
it's unbelievable.
Yadro stuff, too, all that kind of.
Expensive stuff.
Nobody wants it.
Nobody cares. And the other thing to not do at a car show or a car dealership or a museum, don't loudly be the expert and tell everybody everything that's wrong with a car and how smart you are and how, you know, oh, this is wrong and that's wrong and that's no good and you don't know what you're doing.
Should have put an LS in it.
Yeah, that GTO's emblem is painted on. It's a decal. It's not painted.
And you know what? Lead by example. Mom, dad, grandpa, uncle, whatever, significant other. Lead by example for your kids. I love the ones that walk in and put their hands behind their back. Either they've just been to prison or no. They put their hands behind the back. And it's a sign of respect for the facility to say that I understand that I'm not supposed to touch these cars and I put my hands back here.
Here in the pockets, whatever.
Or in the pockets or whatever, just to show that I know how to act around here.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, let's get them involved. Let's get them interested in the hobby. But let's also make sure that they're doing it right.
Yes.
Because we see that happen all the time. I mean, you see people that are, that will just get in a car, even like in a parking lot at a restaurant.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine had one of those goofy Zimmers or one of the, you know, looked like a Clunet.
Neoclassic.
Yeah. And it had a convertible top and he came out of a restaurant in Florida and the guy was just sitting there.
Wow.
And he goes, "Can I help you?" And the guy goes, no, I was just checking out your car.
Oh, my God. that's an extreme situation. There was a guy here about a year ago and I said, "You sitting in the car?" I go, "Can't sit in the car." He goes, "Oh, I'm just comparing it to the other 10 I sat in." So I'd missed
him. Way to go. Yeah. So, you know,
a little late on the policing there.
We do have cameras around here and we will find you.
we'll hunt you down.
We've knock on wood. We've had minimal damage done out of, you know, almost 6,000 cars we've consigned in here over the past five and a half years. Hardly any theft at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to jinx it, but we have had very minimal of that. People are most of the time, and I ran about this, and yes, I do because it's important, but most people are very respectful of the cars and very, very respectful of the process and very respectful of our facility here and realizing that it's not a bucket list place. Yes, we're happy for you to come here. We don't charge you an admission.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy for you to come see the cars, but just be respectful.
Sure. That's all we ask.
That's all we ask.
And your email address.
Yeah.
For the newsletter.
That's once a month. Not like I'm inundating you.
No.
That's right.
I'm not, what is it, that one that I get? It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I think Ward's Automotive.
Oh, really?
I get like 7 a day.
A day. Yeah.
A day.
It's crazy. I don't even open some of those.
No, you don't even open them.
It's junk.
But the worst is the ones that send you a lot. But you know there's something important in there that you want to read, but you don't have time to read it right now. So all of a sudden you get this backlog.
Uh-huh.
You know, people say you've got to empty your inbox every day by the end of the day. I'm like, that's almost impossible.
That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, because there's too many things that have moving parts that are still to be determined or fulfilled, or I'm not ready to sign the document yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to put it away in a folder, even though it's labeled in a folder that I should be able to go, oh, it's right there. But I don't.
I've been starring a lot of emails lately. That's the one I'm going to come back to.
I created a folder that says radio show content. So if I see something that might be of interest on the show,
that's smart.
Dump it into there. And I don't have to check it today or tomorrow or a month from now. I'm giving away all my secrets.
Mr. Show Prep.
Yeah, it's just a little show prep. It's pre-show prep preparation or something. But anyway, coming up in the next couple of weeks is the Carlisle auction.
Mm-hmm.
They are in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour from here, April 18th and 19th, CarlisleAuctions.com. Mm. And they have a really nice setup there. They're a nice regional auction that has been going. Well, they do a swap meet there during the same time. And then the auction is actually Thursday and Friday. Nice. And the swap meet ends on, I think, Saturday. But they have done a fantastic job there. And a purpose facility for car shows. If you've never been to Carlisle, it's wonderful. Never been to their auction, check it out. Like I said, CarlisleAuctions.com. When we return next week, we will have a guest.
Nice.
We've got a guest.
Yeah,
on.
We got a good one.
We got a good one. A YouTube influencer coming on the
show. Absolutely.
We'll catch you next time on the Classic Auto Mall Show.
You've been listening to the Classic Auto Mall Show with your host, Stuart Howden. Executive producer Steve Saphir. Produced and engineered by yours truly, J.R. Russ. Available on ClassicAutoMall.com, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Music courtesy of the Pat Travers Band. For tour dates, contact, and stuff, visit PatTravers.com. Produced by Car Smarts Media. Copyright all rights reserved.
ever since the first time you saw it. Perhaps even as a child, you knew you wanted one. Now, you're at a point in your life where you have the means to buy and keep one. Your significant other is even in agreement. But where and how can you find one? And trust you know as much as you can about it before the purchase. That's why there's ClassicAutoMall.com. 1,000 classic vehicles of almost every conceivable make, model, and year. All under one climate-controlled roof. You can visit and look to your heart's delight. Or do everything online from the comfort of your own home. Shipping nearly everywhere worldwide. Classic Auto Mall can make your dream come true. Visit the World Wide Web at ClassicAutoMall.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.